All right, on everybody's left, we've got safety Corey Griffin. On everybody's right, we've got cornerback Lance Austin. We'll open it right up for questions.
Corey, on the interception, have you been practicing that spin move? Nah,
I think that's something in my archive. I don't bring out often, so, you know, I tend to use it a lot.
Lance, it seemed like you had a couple chances earlier this year. How important was that interception? And then second part, seemed like you were hell-bent on getting in the end zone one way or the other. And just kind of efforted your way in.
I mean, it's always good to score on defense. And, you know, unlike Corey, I got a little shiftiness. So, you know, it was good getting back in the end zone.
Corey and Lance, you both handle this one. After the 4th-and-1 play, you guys got a stop and then got a stop on the field 5 the next 6 possessions. Did that play kind of wake up the defense a little bit? Did you guys feel the urgency to make a play after this 4th-and-1?
I think it's a pretty much understanding, you know, when things don't go our way, the other side of the ball, you know, tends to pick up where the other side of the ball left off. So if the offense isn't doing good, you know, the defense, you know, hey man, the offense not having a good day, you know, we got to pick it up. We got to score on defense. We got to get stops. We got to get turnovers. So it's pretty much an understanding.
Can you ask it again, please?
After the missed 4th-and-1, did you guys feel a sense of urgency? Because you guys really turned it on for the next 5 possessions,
You know, I feel like what Coach Root tried to preach, don't get down on yourself if things go bad on that side of the ball. So I feel like we came out there with great energy and we up here and, you know, ultimately we did our job.
Corey, I think it was maybe second quarter, maybe third quarter. I remember Pat had a pretty big hit on John, so he didn't actually sack him. But could you tell me, as the game went on, that he was getting a little more attentive or kind of eager to get rid of the ball and find him?
Well, anytime you can get some pressure on the quarterback, I think the quarterback, you know, starts to get antsy in the pocket and, you know, his eyes go everywhere and, you know, can't get the right progressions. I mean, it's up to us in the back to, you know, cover so those guys can get, you know, those sacks or, you know, that pressure that we need. So, I mean, it coordinates, you know, the back four or the back five, you know, we cover, and the front four, the front five, you know, they get pressure, so it goes hand in hand.
Mizell was all over the field today, tough to bring down. How difficult was it playing defense against him?
I mean, he's a great athlete. You know, we saw that last year, too. He tough. He can do it all. So, I mean, preparing for guys like that are always going to be difficult. And, I mean, I feel like ultimately we contained him a little bit, but he's just a great athlete.
Coach said that after you should always be happy when you win. He didn't seem to be overly thrilled, though. Can you talk about the mood of the team afterward and coach after in the locker room?
I mean, I'm happy. I don't know what you saw. Core happy. I mean, you know, we learned that last year. I can't really speak for coach perspective, but I know, like, players on the team winning 3 games last year, you know, we didn't get that many wins, so we ain't taking nothing for granted. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, everybody vibe was cool when I seen it.
I imagine that for both of you guys being in-state guys now going forward into next week, you got a chance to pick up one number 8 in a big game. You guys won last time there. That you'd be pretty amped up for that?
Anytime you play Georgia, you know, you amped up. I mean, whether we're sitting here, what, 7-4 or last year, 3-3 and whatever. But it doesn't matter. I mean, anytime you play in-state rivals, it's always, you know, amped up. So, I mean, come Monday, you know, we'll turn the page and get amped up for those guys. So,
about you tell that kind of momentum was shifting at that point, that you guys were building up and it was taking over the game?
That was definitely a huge play. I don't know how Clint gets that wide open every time, but it's definitely you know, a momentum swinger and you know, a game changer. So anytime that happens, that definitely, you know, changes our aspect of the game. So,
you guys are on the field a while, and so the interception you had, I mean, they were driving to Charles to tie. How were you guys as far as fatigue, and does that kind of in your mind like make a play and get off the field?
I mean, I feel like when we on the field, my mindset, or the whole defense mindset to make a play, D-line trying to get a sack, linebackers trying to make a big hit, interception, especially us back there, you know, we always looking for to make a big play. So, I mean, it happened to come to me, you know, I done dropped a couple this year. So, I mean, defense just made a play, you know.
Corey, how are you?
you good. Well, I was good, but, you know, considering I had on a big rib protector to protect my ribs. Yeah, I was pretty tired on my interception running, and that's when my spin move comes in handy. You know, whenever I get tired, so whenever you see a spin move, that's how you know I'm tired. But hey, it happens. So,
anything else for Corey or Lance? All right, thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats. Good job.